Sanhedrin Yerushalmi corresponds with Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Samach Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis on the second line, Rabbi Yasa B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yasa B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Zivachla Tele Balmum Chayev. Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that one slaughtered a lamb that was a Balmum and had a blemish and it was slaughtered to idolatry, he is liable. My Kadoin, Kayada Amr Bila, Leisasun Kain Hashem Lekechem, Kal Lashem Lekechem, Leisasun Kain. What's the source for this? It's like Rabbi Yasa said. The Pasuk says, you shall not do this way to Hashem your God. We understand, everything to Hashem Lekechem do not do to idolatry. Rabbi Bun, Barchiyah B'Shem V'Bai Kaimi Rabbi Zeira. And it should say, Leis Yishtachve Lahem Prat Leis Avdem Klal, Ki Leis Yishtachve Le'el Acher, Chazer Uprat, Prat, Uklal, Uprat, En Mechal L'Mashi B'Fat. Rabbi Bun, Barchiyah asked Rabbi Zeira, that the phrase that you should not bow down to them is a detail, do not serve them is a klal, because you shall not bow to another god, that's another klal. So from a klal upratu klal, only the prat is included in the klal. Rabbi Bun bar Kahana by Kaimei Rabbi Hilah, Losas and Kain klal zerich lelehim yechram prat boti lashem lebadoi, kozo klal, klal upratu klal, והכל בכלל ריבה את המגפף והמנשק. ובן ברכי והכהנה אף בילה, that you shall not do this way, that's a general, as a klal, one who slaughters to the gods, he will be destroyed, that is a prat, aside from Hashem your God, that is another klal, so it's everything similar to the prat is included in the klal, this includes therefore hugging and kissing. Amale, eitha dava nema ishtachavaya, ללמד על עצמו שהוא מעשה המגפף והמנשק אינן מעשה should say that. Rabbi Hilah answered, why was השתחווה written bowing? Was it not to teach about itself that it is an action, one is liable only for doing such things, hugging and kissing and not actions? מנאי לאים אלי אליעתו וריבון אבן בשם רבונן ותאמן וישתחו לו ויזבחו לו ויאמרו אלה אלוהיך יסוהם וגיימר. And the Gemara asks, what's the source to say that if a person said, you are my God, that he would be liable? Avon, the name of Abonon, over there, answered, the Pasuk says about the Egel Azav in Shmois Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Ches, and they bowed to it, and they sacrificed to it, and they said, this is your God, Yisrael. Me'ata enem ischayev ad shiyiz bavi yiktov yomer. The Gemara asks, on the contrary, one should only be liable if he did all these things, he sacrificed, and he burnt up, and he said. Rav Yossi says that the pasuk about the Egel Azav actually only comes to mention the disgrace of Yisrael, the phrase, and they bowed to it, emphasizing and not to Hashem, and they sacrificed to it and not to Hashem, and they said, either your gods and not to Hashem. Maikadoin, what's the source that one who accepts an idol to be his god is Chayav Nisa? Ne'emakan, Amira v'ne'emar Amira, B'mesis, Ma'amira, Amur, B'mesis, Asaba Amira k'maaseh, Afamira Amur kan, Ma'aseh ba Amira k'maaseh. And the Gemara answers, it says here, when they called the Egel their god, Amira, and it says Amira regarding one who entices to serve idolatry. Just like Amira regarding an enticer, the Torah made speech like an action. Also, Amira said here, speech is like an action. Ksiv v'yelech v'yavad Elohim achirim. We should say, v'yishtachu lahem, v'lashemesh v'leyarech. Amar v'zeira, l'shemesh ein ksiv kan ela u'lashemesh, ein kan klal oprat ela ribuim. V'zeira says, it's written, and he shall go and he shall serve other gods, and he shall bow down to them, and to the sun, and to the moon. Said v'zeira, it doesn't say to the sun, it says and to the sun. And therefore, this is not a klal uprat to exclude other idolatries, rather it includes all avodos. Esir Rabbi Abba bar Zimna, Kohen Rabbi Zeira, Vaha Ksiv, which you say, Esver Teichlu Mikol Asher B'Mayim, Kol Asher Lois Nabir Kaf Keses, which you say, B'Mayim, B'Yomim, V'Nacholim, Me'ata Ein Kan, Klal Uprat Uklal, Ele Rebuya, Begain Dechsiv Vav. Rabbi Abba bar Zimna said to Rabbi Zeira, it's written, from this you shall eat from anything that's in the water, in the seas, in the rivers, So the Gemara asks, if so, it, as you said, then this is not a klal v'batu klal, rather it's a ribui, because the Vav is written uva nechalem and in the rivers. Amar Yochanan bar Maria, kol hein da'ana mishachech Vav, ana machik lei. Rav Yochanan ben Maria answered, any sefer Torah in which I find a Vav in uva nechalim, I will erase it. Amar Shmuel bar Avudama, hayisi oime ma shebeyamim, you assume a mashi begigios, ushibivorim, you mutarim, tambulem, holosheba mayin, riba. So Shmuel Bavadim gives a different answer. Really, the word has a vav, but I would have said what has something that has no fins and scales in seas is forbidden, and what is in barrels and ponds is permitted. So the phrase, holosheba mayin, anything in the water includes, means forbids what is in those as well.